Happy April, and welcome back to Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quenisha, and I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. And today we're talking about the stories we tell ourselves. Now, before I jump into this topic, do make sure that we are connected everywhere. So one, sign up for my newsletter. I will have the link for that in the description. I'm going to have my first newsletter coming out this month. I'm super excited. I personally love reading newsletters. I love when creators that I follow share different things with me from their personal lives and articles they think I may like or different insights. So I'm trying to bring that same energy with my newsletter. Do make sure that you subscribe to it. The second thing, if we're not connected on social medias, Instagrams, TikToks, even Pinterest, you can find me there as well. That is the first thing that I want to get out of the way. So we all tell ourselves some type of story, and this story either drives us towards success or hinders us. And this story that we tell is called self-talk, which is defined as the combined conscious thoughts and unconscious thoughts, beliefs, and biases. So self-talk really provides a way for your brain to interpret and process daily experiences. Whatever story that you create in your brain, you are talking yourself through it, and that is how you're going to process it. That's the most beautiful thing of being a human. We can literally choose what is the story that we want to share. What is the background behind anything that we experience? So that means our self-talk can range from anywhere from being very cheerful, very positive. It can be kind of mid where we're kind of questioning things. It can get too negative. It could get to downright hateful. Our self-talk could literally be, yes, you did that, honey. Yes, honey girl, you could have done that better. Or you looked absolutely stupid. It's easy, and it's actually our default to point out the negative and speak negatively, especially when it comes to ourselves. Whatever the story is, it has a significant impact on your goals. So today we're going to be talking about your narrative identity and how you can choose more empowering narratives. Today's episode is going to be broken up into three parts. So we're going to start with building your understanding of what a self-narrative is and the power of it. Secondly, we're going to discuss how your narrative affects your goals, how you chase your goals and set your goals. And then we'll round it off with strategies to choose empowering narratives. So let's get into today's episode. The self-narrative that we have is an integration of three stories: our reconstructed past, the way we perceive our present selves, and our imagined future selves. So you take those three stories together and you create this narrative. Just like any other story, there's a plot, there's characters, there's episodes, there's a theme, there's imagery, right? There are all these things, and it's constantly evolving. And you refer to this narrative to make decisions about your life. And now you're probably wondering, well, what is my personal narrative? I want to jump into the second part. So how exactly does this affect your goals, right? Think back to the last time you succeeded at something. What was the story that you told yourself? And basically, you're saying, why did you achieve this? Is it because you did everything that you were supposed to do? Is it because you were lucky? Is it because the other person that should have won something wasn't around, right? What is the story you tell yourself when you do good? Now, what about when you fail? What is the story you tell yourself when it failed? Was it because you didn't have the skills yet? Is it because you were the wrong person to pursue it? Will you pursue that thing again after failing? The things that you think about in the story that you end up creating is what you're going to make as your truth. That is going to start being your truth, and that is what you're going to start living out. So your story about who you are indicates your likelihood of pursuing and persisting through goal achievement. If you've been telling yourself that you're smart and capable, always learning, regardless of the outcome, resilient, other positive things, when things get hard, you're going to persevere because you're going to see, you know, from history, it's worth it. You know that I am the type of person that's going to win regardless. On the other hand, if you've been telling yourself you have bad luck, nobody cares about you, you don't have the resources, everything that glitters is fake gold, that's how you're going to move through life, right? You're going to run away from a challenge because you don't think it's worth it. So that is how the narrative that you have in your head affects the way you move through life. The story that you create and internalize is going to determine so much for you. So is it going to be the good story or the bad story? Is it going to be the I went and risked it all for the biscuit, or I didn't want to get the biscuit because last time I went for the biscuit, I didn't get it? So we're going to jump into the last part. Strategies to create an empowering story. Number one, it's your story. It's not your friends. It's not your parents. It's not the news. It's not your jobs. It's not your neighbors. It's your story. You are the only person who has been there to bear witness to everything that you've been through. You've bear the weight of every decision that you made, and you felt all of the feelings. Therefore, your story should not be reliant on what others think of you. Now, it will be foolish of me to sit here and say, don't consider anyone else's opinion or don't get feedback. No, I'm not saying that, but they should not be your primary source of information. Nobody achieves anything entirely alone. We use feedback to inform our strategy. But be selective about the feedback that you solicit and the feedback that you internalize, only because sometimes other people's feedback is rooted in their own insecurities and their own biases, and they're just projecting on you. The second strategy for you to create an empowering narrative is to get a coach. A coach is essential for you enhancing your self-awareness, challenging your own assumptions and beliefs, and helping you create a plan to move forward. You, and me have deeply embedded limiting beliefs, and you don't even know sometimes that they're holding you back. So having a coach is vital in challenging you and helping you reframe those beliefs so that you can progress and create an empowering story for yourself. I have a coach because it's so easy for us to ask ourselves the hard questions. That's easy. Yeah, I'm going to ask myself this question, but guess what? I can also BS myself. I can give myself a BS response. But when you have another person push you and ask you, why do you believe something? And then when you actually hear the words coming out of your mouth to them because you've processed them in your brain, you've verbalized it, you're like, that didn't sound right. That doesn't sound right, right? So saying these words out loud and then having a strategizing and an empowering conversation about your next steps to achieving your goal is so, so powerful. And so many people undervalue the experience of having a coach. If you'd like to work one-on-one with me, I have the link in my description for a consultation. So do not walk past that. You need to get a coach. Number three is to visualize yourselves. Allow yourself to dream and think about what your future is. This is key because deciding who you want to be in the future will determine how your present self approaches life. It helps shape your identity. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know that I watched Legally Blonde when I was younger. That was the first time I visualized future me in college, right? So you've heard me explain this activity multiple times, and I do it with all of my clients. Take a sheet of paper, draw a stick figure of yourself. That's future you. You can make it cute if you want to. You can put some earrings on her, some hair, some curls, some lashes. Go for it, right? But the most important part are all of the traits associated with this future you. What does she do? How does she spend her free time? What are her identifiers? What's her occupation? What are her habits and her routines? You can go as far as you would like with this. A good tool to help you figure out a good starting point is the Baddie Assessment. So it's a free 5-minute quiz that's going to help you do a few things. It's going to take you through all of the Baddie pillars and help you discover your strength pillar and your growth pillar. It's going to provide you with a detailed, personalized result at the end. And I really find the value in the process. Going through all of those questions, seeing all of these questions really make you think. And you're like, why haven't I considered this before? Why haven't I incorporated this into my life? I haven't done this in a long time. So the quiz link is also in the description. Go there. Gold is there. Finally, reflect. I've said it earlier. Your narrative is a combination of your reconstructed past, your perceived present self, and your imagined future self. Take the time to revisit the past and really piece it together, because that's the foundation of your narrative. And it's really going to explain why you are the way you are. If you go to therapy, this is a good opportunity for you to tie up those loose ends from the past, because therapy is a place where you spend a lot of time healing from your past. You can also journal, but you need to do it in the right way. So I'm going to give you some guiding prompts, but you need to journal in the right way. You need to journal as if no one will ever read it. And that's the intention behind it. That's what you're supposed to believe while you're journaling. I think sometimes when we journal as if someone's going to find it. So we don't really fully throw ourselves into it. If you feel like someone's going to find it, write your heart out, burn it up. You've gotten out of your head. Journaling is really about getting things out of your head. So don't censor yourself. Really, really journal. So some topics that you can explore as you are reflecting on your past self are your early memories, significant milestones in your life, moments of adversity, role models, your core values, your passions, and any turning points that you've had. I've intentionally left those guiding prompts very, very vague because I want you to freely write. So really your core values, there you go right there. What are my core values? Find the baddie core value sheet and pick out your values. Write about where those come from. Why do you think those are your core values? You want to write about a turning point. This was a turning point in my life because this happened. As a result, I felt this way. And now I do this because of this. You can take those phrases that I gave you and really, really journal a lot. That is it for today. Thank you so much. And I hope you are leaving with some tools to help you rewrite a more empowering story that you tell yourself so that when you do set goals, you're setting them from an empowered version of yourself and not a powerless version of yourself. Everything that I mentioned that I had links to will be in the description box, including that free consultation with me if you are interested in working with me as a coach. I will see you all later in the next one. Bye.